letters of the Rebbe in volume 15, letter number 5569, Baruch Hashem, the second day of Tammuz, Tavshi Yudzayim, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter of the 28th of Sivan, and in which you write that there are preparations set practically to start doing. He is taking exception and objection that they are getting ready for those boats that the Rebbe said that you're not allowed to ride on Shabbos, and they are getting ready to actually set those boats on sail on the journey, which the Rebbe says it's a clear violation of prohibition of desecrating the Shabbos. So the Rebbe says, so he writes to the Rebbe that they are actually getting to do it. So the Rebbe says, for sure, you continue and you will continue in the proper activities. All those that are able to do something about negating this shocking matter of having this boats go on Shabbos. The Rebbe says, we don't really know up to what and when is the fitting time for these actions. So the Rebbe says, so somebody like you, I don't need to tell you as soon as possible to tell you that you got to do it right away. Got to object and try to stop in ways possible. And the Rebbe says, the reason I'm saying here, I know, is that you yourself knows that you have to act, it's the urgency, but based on the saying of our sages, that you don't encourage only those encouraged, which means you're encouraged already, you don't need me, but encourage further. And Lenitzcha La'adofa, the Rebbe quotes this all the time, it's not really necessary, you don't need me, just for the extra. So the Rebbe is writing to him to do, and as soon as possible, to try to do whatever they can in order to stop this. But the Rebbe says there's another point over here. In the language of the verse, it says, "Mar sayich machrivayich mechitzeu." Your destroyers, those who cause you destruction, they come from amongst you. So the Rebbe says, in a very fine way, this concept also applies. You, amongst the religious people actually, when those who fear the word of God, the Haredim, if they show a weakness in any aspect of Yiddishkeit, even if it's only as the point of a needle, a very deviate, a small part, this gives hold to the other side to wage a war against in various different things. And the Rebbe says, if the Haredi are not fully, and they show a weakness in some aspect, this gives the other side the hold to go ahead and wage war in many different things. It's not just a sort of chance, you know, something that happens without logic, but this is naturally understood. And not only that, there are several of the non-religious people, they say very clearly, since in this aspect they forgave, they didn't care. The religious people didn't care about this matter. So why is it such a big tumult? Why is it such a terrible thing with regards to the other thing? And sometimes, you know, it's even on the contrary, which means they've foregone even something more important. Why are you making such a big deal? The Rebbe says that it's our own fault that the destruction is coming because we don't stay strong on things and we show a weakness, and this gives the other side sort of a opportunity to take hold and fight and other things. And they actually say it. Well, how come you didn't say anything about the other matter? The Rebbe says, I'm specifically intention here as it relates to the Israeli shipping that travel also on the day of Shabbos. And the Rebbe says, unfortunately, due to our many sins, many of those who fear God have stumbled by it, that either they silence intentionally or by accident the complete prohibition that exists in this matter. Not only that, there are some people who dress up this skila prohibition, it's a stoning prohibition, the violation of Shabbos, which is an Isur skila, and they dress it up in a garment. Oh, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to save life, pikuach nefoshes. You know, if you get stranded over there, you have to, you know, the Rebbe says, it is such a great darkness of this exile that also in the reasoning, it's a big joke if the person putting on pressure, it fits them, so then you hinge and you say even silly arguments. You will say this argument, that argument, even though they don't make sense. Why? Because the other one wants the boat to go on Shabbos, and you will use all kinds of silly reasonings. And another point the Rebbe says presently, and that's another thing the Rebbe talks about, and that is, the Rebbe says in the school, there needs to be a separation between the boys and the girls. The Rebbe says, due to our great sins, the lacking of separating the boys and the girl has, the Rebbe quotes from the verse, Rabim chalolim hipilo, until now, meaning there are many fatalities, I guess in the spiritual sense, that have fallen due to the mixed classes. And when I spoke about it, I encouraged it, and I was bitter about it. What did they answer me? As if, you know, just saying it without realizing that there are many rabbis and there are many great Torah scholars that are in the Holy Land. And if it was true, as the people write to me about what goes on in the mixed schools, so of course they would not just sit and not do anything. So they allow it. So if they allow it, it must be that it's okay. So the Rebbe is saying, how could you, if you're not saying anything, this causes a terrible destruction. So the Rebbe says it is very clear that in these two points, if you would put effort, you would strengthen yourself. For sure you could improve it somewhat. And even to save one soul of the Jewish people, L'matzil nefesh achas mi'Yisrael, is as if you would sustain the entire world, and how much more so hundreds and thousands. And then the Rebbe adds a third point, and this is probably, the Rebbe says, seemingly difficult to fix, to do something about it, and that is women in the army, these women in the Israeli army. And the Rebbe said, based on what I spoke with ... in our discussion, that it is a surprise, and I'm wondering, very big surprise in my eyes, that how come they didn't say anything about the main issue? And that is the prohibition of the men. The men are not allowed to be in this mixture. It's not so much about the women, but it's the fact that the women are mixed in by the men. And what they did grab about is the second step, the idea at the woman, what it does. But we have that idea, Esther Karka Oilom Hoiso, that the woman, as that case Esther, when she had the relationship with Ahasuerus, And the allowance for that was because she was just as the karka of the world, the ground. She doesn't do anything. It's done with her. So that's the secondary issue. The main issue is the men. And the way it really is in reality, the way it's realities, specifically those that are not religious, so you're saying they create the greater stumbling block than those who are religious, because the non-religious are more prone to get the religious or to get the soldiers involved. They provide more, so it's not just not bringing in religious women to the army, which would be something about the women, but here we talk about the men even are more important, and that's even worse with the stumbling for the men with the non-religious women. And the Rebbe says, why do I say that this is probably difficult, the Chayda Kosha? Because it's not something which is totally, it may be difficult, but it is possible to do something based on what I've heard lately, that the it reached over here, the news that although in an open, in a publicly they say they won't agree to take away the Gius Nashim, to have the women enlisted in the army, but in a non-public, in a non-official way, because they already realized, also the other side realized, that this having the women over there isn't worth the damage. The damage, according to all opinion, not only in religious area of religion. So the Rebbe says, it seems almost that now it's a little bit more difficult. During the month of the winter months, it would be more fitting to put pressure and to succeed than now. But ain't so you can allover. There's nothing to do about the past. You can't yell about what happened. So the Rebbe says, I hope, I wish that at least now those who fear the word of Hashem will utilize the possibilities and the capabilities that they have in their hands. Even the effort alone, without the success, that also is a mitzvah. But especially, the Rebbe said, there are good chances that they'll be successful in this to a certain extent in all the 3 points that the Rebbe mentioned before, which was the boats that Rebbe talked about, which was the separation of boys and girls, and which was enlisting the women into the army. And the Rebbe says, just to effort is a mitzvah, but there is also good chances that they, to a certain extent, they will be successful in all these 3 points. And when you consider, taking into consideration the importance of these matters, all efforts and all hard work is worth it. And the Rebbe concludes, with honor and blessing, I'm looking forward for good news.